Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And we are back with another episode of Mobile Wallet Made Easy. Today, we are rolling up in the house with the second part of what was originally intended to be a single episode called Why Mobile Advertising Works. And what happened was we found ourselves totally and completely running out of time. We couldn't get through our short list of examples that talked about how different businesses can use mobile to really make an impact on their bottom line. So today we're back with part two, and this time we're going to dissect a few more of the success stories and talk about some ideas that don't really qualify as in-your-face selling, but are way more customer-centric and get rave reviews from business owners and consumers. Some episodes back, we started an in-depth discussion about mobile advertising and how it isn't something you want to just think about, but something that you really have to do. The episode number escapes me at the moment, but it was, I don't know, like maybe four episodes back. It's in the archives.
Yeah. We kind of ran out of time in the middle of talking about the success stories we have seen from businesses that are using mobile in creative and outside-the-box ways to provide a great customer experience. So we thought we'd take a shot at it in part two. So these stories run the gamut from like a group of local merchants who got together and started to cross-promote each other's businesses using iBeacon triggers in the different stores, all the way to a golf course that simplified the way that members ordered their lunch on the course and boosted their per-ticket sales by nearly double. And if you're not familiar with how mobile wallet apps work or why you can use them and cost-effective to promote your business and boost sales, that's okay. It's still a relatively new idea, only a couple of years old, and we realize that there are tons of business owners who haven't even figured out how to get their mobile strategy and campaign started, much less know that this is one of the more simple and cheap ways to do it.
So I think what we're going to do right now, as you may or may not know, our platform is mobilewalletmarketer.com, and we are hugely in favor of mobile advertising as a means of being successful in business. We have a platform which is a mobile wallet advertising platform, and we're going to do what we like to call the two-minute drill. If you are a returning listener, you have heard the two-minute drill. It's in almost every single episode. And Hazel's going to give you a quick rundown of how mobile wallets work and how you can use them for advertising. If you're already familiar with this part or you know the specifics, skip ahead 2 minutes. Otherwise, go Hazel.
All right. So what is mobile wallet marketing? It is a direct access marketing and communications tool with customers using their mobile phones. These are a mobile wallet pass, and it sits in a mobile wallet app. So if you have an iPhone, it would be in your Apple Wallet app. And if you have Android, it will be a third-party pass app. And these passes have a front and a back to them. The front of the pass shows your company logo, your company name, and the headline of your company. And on the back of the pass, it shows a call to action. It links for your phone. People can call you up, email. You can have all your social media presence right on the back of the pass, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whichever one you use. With one tap, you can have your client go straight to it. And also, if you're an online coach, you might have a blog or a video or a podcast. You can send your traffic right to that on the back of the pass.
Absolutely, so, one tab, direct links from the back of the pass to almost any place you want to send people.
So that is a 2 minute lowdown, and let's go back to what we were talking about. Was it?
Yeah, let's get back to business here. So today we have a fairly good sized list of how a variety of businesses are successfully marketing and advertising on the cheap with mobile wallets. Now, if you aren't sure about whether or not a mobile wallet strategy is a good idea for you, as opposed to, I don't know, building your own app, we've got two older episodes. I believe those are numbers 9 and 28 that are two parts of a very detailed discussion about the differences in a mobile app versus a mobile wallet and, you know, the differences in the products, what you can look at as far as cost, life expectancy, maintenance, success rate, etc. These are side-by-side comparisons. If you're still not sure which direction that you should be going, by all means, you know, check them out after you're done listening to this podcast.
Right. And last time we were talking about why mobile advertising works, we were going through a few examples. Example, our retail merchants in New Jersey, our wine shop, bakery, and a cheese store. They set up a three-way trigger system using iBeacons that offered shoppers something complimentary with a current receipt from one of the other merchants. Buy a bottle of wine, get 25% discount on a cheese pairing. Buy cheese and get a free loaf of French bread when you buy a dessert pastry from the bakery next door, it's across the street. So shop at the bakery and get a complimentary tasting at the wine shop, that sort of thing. So it's like a little circle of these three merchants that set up these passes and iBeacons.
Yes, shoppers loved this idea, and these guys continue to do it. You know, there are a ton of people who have no idea how to pair a wine with a dessert pastry or a cheese properly, and these guys have been doing holiday promotions. They go over like gangbusters. I think last year the wine shop doubled their champagne sales in December. And the cheese store sold more of what I would call adventure cheeses. You know, the ones that most people aren't familiar with and aren't normally going to spend the money on. The bakery, I heard, pushed out so many fruit tarts that they actually ran out.
Did they?
Yes.
Yeah, I must have been speaking to them the other day. Yeah, and that's just, you know, one way of using mobile ads. We also talked about golf courses we worked with. They had a real problem with the slowdown between the holes 9 and 10, since that's where golfers are getting a bite to eat between the two sides of the course. They wanted to speed up the pace of play, but keep the members happy, so we created a trigger at hole 8 tee box that would offer the member a one-tap link to the menu for the grill. We then followed that up with a 9 tee box with a click-to-call trigger so they could quickly and easily phone in an order that would be ready when they arrived at the turn. And not only that was the pace of play sped up, but the ticket sales were pretty much doubled since the price of the roast beef and cheddar melt is slightly more than twice of, let's say, a hot dog. And the grilled chicken that there was. So next up was the trigger, next up for the course is a trigger that would add to the 14th tee box, encouraging the members to order drinks that would arrive at the 15th green, because everyone likes a cold beer.
In the summertime.
And a hot toddy in the wintertime? So since it gets chilly on the course in California in the wintertime as well, yeah.
So one of our events clients, you'll know who I'm talking about when I make this one, is used mobile notifications at their trade show to get 150 people to attend an unscheduled impromptu cocktail party for one of their exhibitors at the very last minute. The exhibitors had a bar in their booth and they had been serving drinks during the show, but they actually ended up with a lot of leftover spirits. And these guys were from out of town.
Yes.
So rather than chucking them in the trash, because obviously they couldn't take the stuff with them, they weren't going to ship it back or try to take it on the plane, whatever. They finished breaking down their booth and then they had some chairs and a folding table and they hosted all of the remaining attendees that showed up for drinks in the late afternoon. Now, this turned out to be a great casual event where the sales crew got one-on-one time with a lot of attendees that otherwise they would have only seen kind of in passing while they were working the booth. So our client who puts on the event now swears by these pop-up parties, as she's calling it, and she's going to do another one at her next show. And if that one goes well, she's actually going to sell this as a sponsored event going forward. And it won't always be the same setup, because that would kind of make it not a pop-up party. But, you know, they're going to test it with different times, different events, different days to see what kind of results that she can get that really adds value for exhibitors and sponsors and the attendees as well, since the attendees got to sit and chat with the sponsor representatives, you know, like I say, super casual atmosphere. They got a lot of questions answered that couldn't have been answered in the middle of a busy day at the booth.
Right. She swears by them now. Yeah. And when we also discussed realtors and how they used...
No, this is a new one. I don't think you've seen this one.
I haven't seen this one.
No, so one of our realtor clients has come up with what's called an interest rate ticker.
Okay.
And so what she's doing is using mobile wallet pass notifications. And this is great, because I don't know what's going on with the real estate in Canada, but for the first time in the United States since the presidential, you know, this last presidential election, it's the first time interest rates have been raised by the Fed in, God, I don't know, a long, long time.
Okay.
So this broker has created an interest rate ticker. I worked with her directly on this one to come up with it. And every time the rates change, she's sending out a notification to everybody that's in her pass base. She's mixing it up with a whole bunch of different calls to action on the back of the pass to provide really cool information for prospective buyers or prospective sellers, depending on what kind of pass it is. So sometimes she will include new regulations about, you know, stuff like TRID, which is an American thing that came around about a year ago that really jams up the buying process for people who are getting financing on a home. And, you know, she'll do stuff like she includes a link to her site where she keeps some different lists of various sales in neighborhoods where she specializes for the comps and stuff like that. She's like a super great example of working the platform.
Yes.
You know, every open house, she's got the iBeacons for the traffic flow. She lets visitors know they're welcome. She's got a pass for every property that she's listed. And every time there's a price change, or even better in her case, she uses them to broadcast when offers are being made on properties. So instead of having to call up or be delayed in MLS or on the website or whatever, she lets other agents and prospective buyers know immediately when there's an offer. And she's telling me that she's had multiple instances where her sellers got additional offers on the same day because people were notified about an offer being made on the property.
That's fantastic.
Well, it is. You know, she turns her out of inventory passes for sold homes into like educational passes until she's got another listing that she can swap in. And she's always canvassing prospects on their phone. She does a really cool thing. She's got a separate pass that she uses for other agents, for like buyer's agents who are interested in her listings. And they're kind of getting into it as well, because she sends them a whole separate set of messaging that isn't going to the buyers, but it's just that agent-to-agent messaging. So if somebody, like, you know, she gets some fairly high-dollar houses in neighborhoods that go quickly, and so when they do things like the pocket listings, she sends that out for her broker Tuesdays and stuff like that. And it really works out, she's finding, for the buyer's agents, because when the interested buyers are being notified on mobile instead of seeing it on Zillow, you know, it keeps everybody focused with the buyer's agents and the seller's agents, and it keeps them out of the Zillow and the Trulia and the Redfin and so on. So that's one. And like I say, I didn't think you'd spoken with her because we just did this after the first interest rate rise a couple of months ago. And it's working out super well. It's just one more of those really neat things that isn't selling somebody something, but it's just providing auxiliary information as a value add.
Yeah, she's always great at working the passes. I know that.
I knew you'd know who I was talking about as soon as I said it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll take this one.
Sure.
Our Vegas casino host. He is so dialed in on how these passes work. It's actually really amazing to work with him. He has a client base. It's not big spenders who are getting like a private plane sent out for them, but like the second tier who can expect the casino to send a car to pick them up at the airport and to get some special service while they're in town. So he sets up these triggers at the McCarran Airport in Vegas and at all the bag claims that welcome his customers into town and let them know that the car and driver will be there for him. He also got a setup for those that aren't getting a car or driver, so it's just like a welcome message for them as well. But anyway, his client groupings are pretty interesting. He's got them sorted out by the type of action. So if they're a blackjack player or a poker player, you know, or the kinds of rewards that they're interested in, such as, you know, fight tickets or a shopping excursion or any shows, some nice restaurants. You know, he uses these basic passes to offer them a selection of entertainment while they're in town and not gambling. And they can choose what they like and use the one click tap to enter their preferences into his schedule system. And also, he gets notifications from his system about their wants and needs using their mobile wallet passes to engage, and he follows up with a personal SMS or phone call and sometimes an email, and he can send tickets over they send tickets over to them, and they can't be dropped directly into Apple Wallet or Android.
Right, that's what he uses the emails for. Right. Otherwise, if he gets you a ticket to a show and that ticket can be dropped into Apple Wallet, he just sends you over the direct link to it, and boom, you've got your show tickets while you're standing in the middle of Caesar shopping and you decide you want to go see Blue Man Group. Well, he can take care of all of that directly right then and there. So you never have to come back to the casino. You don't have to meet him at the show or another rep at the show. He handles it all electronically.
He does. It's great. Moving on, we have an online coach that we work with. She runs one of those business school type sites and offers mastermind groups. Semi-private and private coaching with a tiered pricing structure. So again, like our casino host, she's got her groups dialed in for marketing and for providing timely support to everyone she works with on a non-personal level. So she includes the one tap function in every communication she has in case of her coaching clients, her mastermind group participants need more from her. She uses the mobile lock screen notifications to send out the updates in lesson plans, event notifications. I mean, she even sells tickets to her speaking engagements
by
sending out a mobile lock screen notification.
I got one of those. I was like, oh my God, this is fantastic. Who set that up?
Yeah, she set it up. So like, how it would work is she'd send the message out, it would go on the lock screen, and with one tap, you can buy that.
Yeah, you go right to the pay page, pay with your Apple Wallet, and then she sends you your confirmation right back into your Apple Wallet as a ticket. It's fabulous.
It is. And we also have podcast hosts and producers find tons of value in the mobile notifications of their own podcast. You're listening to as a...
We have a triple-digit bump in listeners every single time we send our push notifications out when we release a new episode. I mean, you know, this works just like clockwork. And when we have to do holiday schedule changes or if we have like a special episode because something's happened, any of that stuff, it's really easy to send out the notification, have the new update on the front. On the back, we have links to anything that's pertinent. And, you know, while you might get an update notification from Google Play or from Spreaker, all you're going to get is a notification. You're not going to get any more information about the episode or the why or the what. It's just a link. So with a mobile wallet pass, you know, you can drive all of your content, whether it's social media, a YouTube video, a slide share, website update, you know, click to call, whatever. You can drive all of your traffic through one single hub when you're using mobile wallet advertising to manage your mobile campaigns.
Right. And another way...
I think we have time for one more.
Okay, okay. Well, we had actually a podcast just on her alone. And, you know, she is a family-owned farm in Central California. And their business model is restaurants and farmers markets. They do deliveries to specific areas, say San Francisco on Thursday, for instance. And she works the market in the city at the Ferry Building to make it more efficient trip out from her farm. So each week she sends out a lock screen update in the morning telling her customers that there are specifics of the market, what she's bringing, what's on special, and she provides them with a link to a page on her site that's a great recipe for whatever she produces, whatever produce she has for that week that she's featuring for that week. So if it's, let's say, Brussels sprouts, for instance, she might have a pancetta and sprouts recipe. And she's also recommend the meat vendor that she friends with and the same market as a way to suggest to her shoppers to pick up any pancetta from the stall. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, she's fantastic. You know, if she's not coming, she sends out updates so that customers know that she's not coming, so they don't expect to see her there. And she does a lot of leveraging with that webpage in her update. So she sends that update out and she makes sure that people sees that she's going to be at multiple markets over the area and during the week. So, you know, she's got it down to a science. She has people that, you know, they show up in Larkspur and Marin over the weekend, and then they'll show up again on a weekday in like San Francisco or Alameda because it's convenient to where they work. And it's a great system that she's worked out.
Yeah, absolutely. And she uses these links on the back of her mobile wallet pass to encourage people to post on her Instagram page. And she runs contests through it. And she provides a lot of recipes and using her featured produce in order to make life easier for everyone. Yeah.
Right, right. So people are eating good, healthy food.
That's right.
Okay, guess what?
Don't say we're out of time.
We are out of time yet again. Oh my God.
What's that?
We're going to have to make these case studies like a regularly scheduled thing going forward. There are so many good ones, and depending on what kind of business a person has, you know, the creativity is really only the limit. This is not about discounts or buy one, get one, or, oh, let me just sell you something. It's not about that. It's really about a value add for a consumer that makes your business successful.
Right. I mean, setting up these passes is super simple. It's so easy to distribute them in email, social media, in print ads, in-source signage, like you name it. It's so simple. It really gives the business owner or even the marketing manager the opportunity to tailor campaigns toward a variety of customers on a cost-effective basis, and it's probably the cheapest mobile advertising that you can do.
Okay, and with that, I swear I'm like the person with the big hook, and I'm pulling us both off stage. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.